Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Hey. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi. And for our psychic night, we have Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Yes, I am, and a big aloha to you guys. I always say
aloha.
Yes.
I love it. Aloha, Dale.
Thank you. I wanted to bring to attention real quick before we answer any phone calls. I was watching God Friend and Me. Remember I told you about that show, Johnny?
Yes, you did.
Okay. That kind of what you do on a podcast reminds me because you're helping people. And they were talking about soulmates. And something rang a bell that's never rang a bell in my heart before. They were talking about in a different country, wherever that was, they believed that the soulmate is the person that you meet that helps you through whatever you're going through at that time. You help them, they help you. And then sometimes they are out of your life. But there are many soulmates, not just one. How does that ring to you?
It makes complete sense.
Yeah, many.
We always look for that one person that's going to complete us, and that person is us. Nobody can complete us but us. So I thought I would just start off with that. Okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. And that is just, that's making more sense because I thought of one person that helped me through something. And then I thought that might be my soulmate, like, forever. But it was my soulmate for that time. And I helped them, too. Oh, I love that.
That's what they were saying. I can't remember the country, but they truly believe that the angel or the soul gets in there and helps you when you need the help, and then they move on. But anyway,
I really believe it. Cool.
Johnny, let's go to our first caller, okay?
Sure. Okay. Area code 631, you're on the air.
Hello?
631. Hi, you're on the air live with Dale Shear.
Yeah, my name is Rita.
Hi, Rita. Where are you calling from? What city?
Long Island, New York.
Yes. Okay. How's the weather up there right now?
Well, it's a little chilly in here, and it feels like a snow, but it's not going to snow. But it's very chilly in here right now.
Yeah, it's really weird. I saw something on the news about New York getting hit by a heat wave. Is that true or not?
Yes, it is. Tomorrow's supposed to be, I think Sunday's supposed to be in the 50s.
I don't call that a heat wave. We've been getting it.
Yes. Yes,
anyway,
it's warm, and the daytime is beautiful, but at nighttime, the temperature drops. It gets a little cold, but not cold, like freezing, like we used to have. You know, the weather's a little weird. I can't believe this is almost through the end of February. Not even snow once.
Keep it in mind. Right now, I am in Nevada, and our
I want to be there. That.
No,
because it gets cold in the nighttime, but in the daytime is beautiful, though. We can't complain this year.
Okay, let me get to you. What is your question? Let's start with that.
Okay, my question is, I've been talking to somebody on and off is far away. I'm still not sure what he wants for me. I just wanted to know
Let me start. What is his name?
My name is Rita. Oh, him?
Yeah, his first
his name. Well, he calls himself Harold Phil, but his name cannot be that's his name.
Okay, doesn't matter. Okay, are you doing a dating service?
No, it just happened to be on Facebook, and we started to talk for years, And
I don't want to tell you this, but Facebook is a dating service if you want it to be. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so because a lot of men hit on me when I go on Facebook, and I have to block them. So, you know, it's just okay. That's the way it is. And you haven't met the guy. Where does he live?
He lives in France.
Oh, my favorite place. Okay.
He's far away.
Are you going to get an invite? I feel like you might get an invite to come there and meet him. Are you aware of that?
Yes. Well, I would love to.
Because he's going to ask you to come there and meet him. And I don't know that you have the funds to do that, but it would be a good idea to meet him there. He is very nice. He is very nice, and he cares about you, and he would like to be friends with you, and it would be really good, you know, if you get that opportunity to go.
Oh, but he has a girlfriend, though.
Okay. So.
Oh, and, you know, I happen to be, I know the girl, too.
Oh, boy.
that's what scares me.
Okay. But he still wants you to go to France to meet him. And he does like.
Yes.
But he doesn't.
I know one time I think he wanted to come
Hello?
Here.
Rita.
Yes.
You got to listen.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He doesn't have one girlfriend. He has three that he talks to on Facebook.
Oh.
Okay? It's for his ego. But he is a nice guy. And if he'll pay for your trip, go. That's all I can say. But is there anything that's going on with him as far as relationship? No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just friends.
So you think I will meet anybody around here? I don't know. I'm so confused.
You will. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt, but I can't go on with a 15-minute reading. I cannot. But you
I'm
will
sorry,
meet
I'm
someone.
Sorry.
No, because there's other calls waiting. And, yes, there is a man you will meet. There is somebody. You will be happy. And it's more in your local area. Okay?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Thank
Good.
You.
And it's soon. You have a good night.
You too. Enjoy your night.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Right. You want to hit another one, Johnny?
Let's do another one, Johnny.
Okay, area code 216.
216, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Where's 216, please?
It's in the Cleveland area.
Ohio.
Ohio.
Okay.
Texas.
Getting all back east. Loving it. That was one of the prettiest states I've ever seen, Ohio, and when I was younger. I really enjoyed it. Although I'm from New Jersey.
It's really, really nice. Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
It is.
Well, there's lots of grass, and it's pretty. But who's having a baby around you?
That's so cute that you said that. Yes, my niece, she's due, like, in the next week. Both of them are pregnant now. The other one's due in a few months. Yeah.
Okay, the one due now, give me her first name.
Hannah.
Okay. It may be a C-section.
Oh, boy.
Or it might be a breed where it comes out feet first, not sure which. I don't know which kid, if they're both pregnant, but all I know is it'll be fine, not to worry.
Okay. Yeah, because, she's already a diabetic. She doesn't need any more
help. Yeah, but that happens a lot when you're pregnant, you know? A lot.
Yeah.
So it's going to be okay, but, you know, I hope she has a regular doctor and not one of those.
She does.
You know. Okay, good. She'll be fine. She will be fine, but there's going to be a lot of pain for her. So after that, she may need a lot of care because of the diabetic problem.
I know. She's type 1. It's just, that poor little girl, I tell you. And she's so smart.
How old is she?
She's 25.
They'll get it under control. They have new things now.
She's,
I mean, they can implant stuff in you that can just give you insulin, you know, every few hours.
Right. She's never in her life had a drink or smoke. Never in her life. She can't. She'll never pick up a drink in her life.
Yeah, I don't blame her. Anyway, so what did you need to know besides me picking up on that? I'm sorry.
I know. I've been around him a lot since my dad died. I'm really close to, you know, my niece. You know. But anyhow, my question to you is, I had an interview. I'm on 3 months without working. I don't want a temp. I'm going to wait one more month. If I start getting desperate, I can go out and get a temp job. I know that. But I don't
want to.
Okay,
can I tell you something?
No, I don't.
There's so many jobs available right now. It's ridiculous. What type of work is it?
Banking and finance. But I want to ask you about a particular one I had yesterday and today, and I'm going in. Now, it takes like 4 interviews for me to get a job. That's the type of business I'm in. Next week, I'm meeting him. His name is Howard. It's for 2 men. It's a great job. What do you feel about that? It's at a financial company.
Okay. You have a very good shot. There's 2 other people waiting. They're going to decide between the 2 other people and you. It doesn't matter. In the next 30 days, you will be offered a job that you like, so not to worry, whether it be this one or something else. And
something
also,
else.
Let me give you out my phone number and let me know. It's 808-372-1816 is my phone number for private consultation. I don't charge much. And also, my website is Dale, Daylee, Shear, Schear, official website. I mean, if you want to look up about me. But you will be successful, and you will get that job, and it will be great.
In a month. If it's not that one, you said it'll be a good one.
It'll be a really good one, okay?
You know, it's funny that you say that. Tomorrow, I'll go real quick. Out of the blue, I'm having an interview tomorrow that's totally different from what I've ever done. It's forensic investigations. Being the administrator of the office.
That is, that's weird.
I
but
know.
Just be up and positive. I don't know if you're still like that, but it's interesting.
I'd love it. I'd have to check it out tomorrow. But, oh, yeah, that interests me. But anyhow, the bottom line is in a month, and it'll be the right one, and my niece is going to be okay. Those are the 2 things.
Yes. And thank you very much for calling tonight.
Thank you. Have a nice evening, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, Jonathan.
Thank you. So, Barbara, what did you think of that one?
Well, I think that's really good. I mean, it must make her feel so excited knowing that she's going to get a really good job. I mean, and she has hope, and you confirmed that she's heading in the right direction. So I like it. I recognize her voice, too.
Yeah, but the most important thing was picking up on her kids. I think that was even more important. But since we're doing that, I feel you have a question for me. So go, let's pick up something on you, okay?
I would like to know if this next business venture that I am going to start next week will be successful.
I need more information. What kind of business venture is it?
It is, it's like a social media. It's like an event that I'll be doing every week. It just has to do about me and reaching out to a lot of people on a different kind of platform.
Okay, and you don't want to discuss what that is?
No, because they're doing the launch, and I'm letting them launch it, and that's going to be like the big advertisement when they say it. So I don't want to say it on
air. I see you making nothing but money with it, being very successful. It's going to go sky's the limit, and I hope you include me.
Yes, I will. Thanks, Dale. Wow, I'm excited.
You're going to do
well,
great.
This is the reaction that I expect from the callers. They're always so mellow. I mean, I'd be like, wow, really? Oh, that's great. That's my reaction.
Okay, and Johnny had a little question, too. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yes, I do. I want to know, am I going to meet any women when I go seek Barbara in May?
How long are you going for? How long are you going for?
1 week. And it'll be over my birthday.
Yeah, I know, but in 1 week it's hard to meet women. You know, but I see that. All I know is that you'll be with one person and one girl, and that'll be it, and it'll be fun. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, let's go on to the next caller. You guys have had enough.
Okay.
Let's go to the next.
Yes, 154, you're on the air with Psychic Gal Share. Sure.
Hi. I'm calling from Florida. My name is Mary. I have two questions. One is, I have a very close neighbor that had to go to the hospital the other day, and she's having some issues with blood pressure and some other things, and I'm wondering if you see her improving.
It's hard because I don't have a picture of her. Usually I do my work through a picture. But what is it, just very high blood pressure?
Well, there's other complications as well, but that was why she went to the hospital.
Such as, what other complications?
She has an aneurysm, and she has neck and back problems, and a variety of other things. And she's only 50. She's not an old person or anything.
Well, I'm also picking up diabetes as well.
I didn't know that. I mean, it could happen, sure.
Okay. The blood pressure, they'll get down. She'll be fine. There's going to be talk of surgery. I would need to talk to her to see if she should get it or not. I mean, I can't go through you to see. So if she wants and gives me a call at 808-372-1816, I'd appreciate it for reading. Because I would really need her. Once she's feeling better, I would really need to know how she can do the surgery or if she should even do it at all.
Yeah. Okay. My other question is, I had been scouting around thinking of moving to a less expensive apartment, and what I had thought I was going to do has not gone the direction I was thinking. So I was wondering if you see down the road that there will be something that is doable and more reasonable.
Isn't Florida cheap rent?
Pardon me?
Isn't it cheap rent in Florida?
Not hardly. It's one of the biggest tourist capitals in South Florida right now. And the rents
what
are
is that?
Escalating.
Pinpoint the area in Florida. Where?
Well, it would be close to the Hollywood area, somewhere in that vicinity.
Oh, okay. Near Fort Lauderdale. Okay.
That's right.
Yes. If you move in the outskirts of Miami, you'd be okay.
There's interruptions in the background. There's some noise disturbance, and it's just you cut out a little bit.
You mean on your side?
No, I'm hearing it in the background there because it's quiet where I'm at. No.
Speaker. Just a second. Have you on speaker if I can get out of it. Hold on. Okay. All right. Is that better?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm sorry. I had you on speaker. You will be able to move toward the Miami area?
Be an option. That's not where I'm looking at all.
Are you looking?
Similar to where I'm at, between Hollywood and Fort Lauderdale, but definitely not Miami.
Okay, I got you. Outskirts of Fort Lauderdale. That's where I see you.
Outskirts of Fort Lauderdale, like suburban?
Yeah, more suburban where it would be cheaper.
Uh-huh. Do you get a time frame or anything about this place?
No. You have to react fast because what's happening throughout the United States and the world, like in California, they had big fires and all the people moved to Nevada.
Yeah,
you know, and everybody moved to Nevada. And now people are taking a look at Florida and they're seeing that it's pretty cheap. So they're all rushing.
They're in for a big surprise because Florida is definitely not cheap. It's escalating and the rents are going.
I know, and it's going to get worse. So you need to find something really quick. In other words, don't delay. Every day go out and look for something. And I'd say within 6 to 8 weeks you will find something for sure.
6 to 8 weeks. Okay, real good. Well, thank you very much.
You have a great day, darling.
Thank you.
Okay. Barbara, let's talk.
Okay. Yes. Okay, Dale. I would like to know, when somebody asks you a question, do you have to focus or do you see an image right away or how does that work? I find it so fascinating.
Okay, well,
sometimes you need
go.
A lot of better, what?
Usually I don't go with questions at all. I can do it without questions. But because I have been to, our cable out here in Nevada has gone out for a day and a half, Charter Cable, which I'm really pissed off about. We have no Wi-Fi and no means of communication. I'm really a little upset. So I'm just going with questions to make it easier. That just makes me rely on that. But in generality, all I want is to hear the voice and where they're from. And after that, I can just pick up by their voice where they are from. And I just kind of space out and go into a different level of whatever and bring back the question with the answer. That's what I do.
Wow. And you just see it and you hear it.
I'm not visual. I'm a feeler.
Okay.
Sometimes I see, but most times I feel. You know, but you know, like with a baby and the C-section, I can't explain. It's just a gift and it just comes.
It really is. But, okay, here's my question. If everybody is a little bit psychic, of course we are a little bit.
Yes.
You know, we're thinking of a person and they might just call that day.
Telepathy. That is called telepathy. You're putting out their name and you put it out to the universe and that person calls.
Okay, that's very interesting. So we as normal people that don't have such a gift like you, should we, when we think something so strongly, ever question it or really just try to go with it? And can we cultivate this more?
Follow your hunches. Follow your feelings. That's the most important thing. I really need you guys to watch those two shows. God Friended Me. It's on Sunday night. It's about a podcast and a guy that goes around
I've watched it before.
Yeah, but no, it's come out new with Synchronicity. I mean, he gets little messages on his phone and he's supposed to help people. And that's sort of the way it works. It's Synchronicity. There are no accidents. I mean, trust me. Give you real quick. I was used to be a blackjack dealer up at the lake and I did it for 8 years. And I thought, gee, I want to go maybe do it part-time to do it, you know, because I enjoyed it. So I tried Hard Rock Casino, which is in Hollywood, Florida, by the way. But I tried Hard Rock, and then I realized that, oh, my God, things have changed so much. And while I was in a hamburger place, this girl walks in, and she's talking to me, and she does DoorDash, which means you order food and we deliver. And they pay you very well. And I started questioning her, and she was making $4,800 a month. And then she had four kids. You're allowed to bring your dog in the car, and, you know, you can take the kids with you as long as you deliver. You pick up and you deliver. And they do all the GPS and everything. So I said, I want to try that. My husband and I are trying it, and it's a rush. It's a lot of fun. It's just fun. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I use those services.
Right. You Grubhub, DoorDash. But those are signs, that thing. You know, that girl popped out of nowhere and told me about this information while I was on my interview to Hard Rock, which was, I don't really dig standing on my feet for an hour and 20 minutes in Dale and Carts. We only did it for 40 minutes to an hour, but now they're getting really weird. So I, you know, it's, then I have to drive here and drive there, and it just didn't set well with me. But when this girl mentioned this DoorDash thing, I got all excited. And you can do it in any state in the United States. You just open up your app and say, I want to dash, you know?
Oh, wow. It's
kind of fun.
Opportunity. Opportunity was, you needed one, you wanted one, and you were a magnet for it.
Yeah, I was just sitting there eating my hamburger. But there's always signs. Every day of your life, you don't really have to ask. You gotta learn to follow the signs. I should do this or I should not do this. It's inside of you. But anyway, let's go to another person.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. 478, you're on the air.
478, you're on the air live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, this is Patricia from Georgia.
How you doing back there?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine. What's the matter with your car or somebody's car?
Somebody's
not
car.
Having a car?
I have a car. My daughter had a car. She just hit a deer. But that's,
I'm sorry. Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. I was picking up something's wrong with the car around you. And woo, is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. It just tore her front bumper off. But she's in the car. It's okay. We just got to get the bumper stuff fixed.
Okay, it'll be done, but, oh, Lordy be, Lordy be. I just had a friend do that not too long ago. You got to keep those brights on at night, you know, in between the dust.
Yeah, especially in Georgia.
Well, it's everywhere, honey. We got them here in Nevada, like Tahoe and all over. I mean, we always have to be careful of deer and raccoons and wild animals, you know?
Yes.
Anyway, I got her, and she's going to be okay, so not to worry. And you help a lot of people. What are you doing helping all the time?
I am a assistant principal of an elementary school, so I help a lot of
people. Well, that's why.
And teachers.
Okay, that's a lot of people. What's with this vacation? When does the children's vacation start for spring break?
The end of in March. The end of March.
End of. I thought it was like out here, it's the beginning of March.
No, we are always at the end of March because we do standardized testing in April.
Okay, I see. But up here in Nevada, it's the beginning. Every place is different, I noticed.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
I don't need
to
know your question because you're deciding whether to stay where you're at or go somewhere else. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm looking for a promotion, but that's not my question. But, yeah, I'm still looking for a promotion.
But
that's okay.
You will get the promotion, and you will move up. But also you're going to start something on the side for a lot of people that can't afford food and can't afford stuff, and you're going to be an innovator of that.
Interesting, because I have 4 years until retirement, and then I wanted to start my own business, but I just didn't know what way to go.
Well, we'll worry about it in 4 years. Stay where you're at, you know, because it's a good job. And then my phone number, if you need me, is 808-372-1816, and, you know, I'm in Nevada, but even though it's a Hawaii number, I go up and back, so it's good. You can call anytime you want, and I thank you for calling today.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
We have some interesting callers.
Yeah.
Barbara?
I love it.
Barbara,
I
you're
love
so
that
serious.
They,
Barbara,
they,
this isn't you.
Yeah.
You're so serious. Why are you so serious?
Oh, I'll tell you why, Dale. Oh, my goodness. I got a headache yesterday at a photo shoot, and halfway through I started getting a headache, and I took ibuprofen when I got home, and it was getting bad. I fell asleep. I woke up. I had the headache. Then I took more ibuprofen. Then in the middle of the day, the headache is worse, and I even told Johnny, I'm like, my headache, I never get headaches. Now this headache will not go away, and it really hurts right behind the eyes.
Okay. Let me
I
tell
feel
you.
Sick.
Let me tell you what. Let me suggest something for you, okay? Number one, try some Sudafed, non-drowsy formula, because your headache is more of a sinus infection, which is going around. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that should take it away. If that doesn't, take your blood pressure, make sure it's not extremely high. If it is, you better check in with a doctor.
Okay, because you can hear it in my voice, can't you? I'm just, and my eyes
are I can tell you're just not
wrong.
Yourself.
But then another thing happened, too. My face, I noticed at the photo shoot, it started getting, like, bumpy. And then I got home, I washed. There was, like, red blotches all over my face. Like, I have had an allergic reaction to something, and I don't know what it could be.
Well, that's the hard part. Are you okay now?
I'm okay. The headache is really hurting. The red blotches are getting a little better, Priscilla told me. But, oh, my goodness.
Well, as I said,
it's weird when
allergies.
You think.
There's allergies going around all over the place right now. And everybody I know is getting sick from them. So, you know, so if
okay.
it gets any worse, then go to the doctor. And if you get diarrhea or check your temperature, make sure you're okay. All right?
Okay.
We
thanks. I was about to order some groceries, and when you were talking about the ordering service, I'm going to order. I don't even want to go to the grocery store. I'm going to order. I love that 2-hour delivery
well,
on Amazon
DoorDash.
Prime.
Go to DoorDash, they'll show you what's available, or Grubhub and see what's available.
But I
to
do
order
have
them.
Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime brings the
yeah,
actual
they
groceries.
Forever. They take forever, but you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Do it that way. Okay.
Okay.
Is there some more callers?
Let's see. Caller 607, you're on the air.
Oh, 607, you're on the air with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my name is Nicole from New York.
Hi, Nicole from New York. What part, Manhattan?
Binghamton.
Wait, I'm sorry, where?
Binghamton.
I don't know where that is, and I grew up in New Jersey, New York. Where is that near?
It's not in the city of New York. It's in the state.
Oh, I know. It's upstate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it near Buffalo?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I got an idea. Why are you wanting to leave? Why are you wanting to go to different places? What's up with that? What's happening?
What?
Why are you wanting to leave and go to different places and try new things? What's going on?
Oh, I used to be outside every day. Every single day I would go to the junction and ride the buses.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved doing that.
Okay, so what do you want to know?
Well, the actual question was, do you know of any psychic training programs?
Guys, I would say you either have it or you don't. You're either born with it or you're not. I'm in the book, The 100 Top Psychics in America. There's very few psychics that are really, really to my level. You know, but I know in Berkeley, California, they have a psychic institute. They have one in London. I don't know about New York. You know, but I learned words by reading books. The more books that I read, the more I understood what telepathy was and, you know, all kinds of things. And I have two books, one, The Psychic, well, I have five, but The Psychic Within, and can teach you a lot. And you can call me, because it's not on Amazon. My publisher retired, so I have the book, and that's 808-372-1816 if you want to order a book through me. That could teach you a lot. Hello.
So can you find the Psychic Within book? You can't find it on Amazon or anything?
It was, and it's been all over national TV. But because my publisher retired, you can only get it from me. And it's like $15, and I can mail it out to you.
I mean, I've read a lot of psychic books, and I can't even find any more to read that I'm interested in, but...
Well, I think mine you'll be very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
If it tells you what the words mean and, you know, stories, and at the end how they happened and how you figure them out.
Okay.
So, I mean, as far as practicing, best thing I could do, I've written a book called Tarot for the Beginner when I used to be a card reader years ago. And you get a deck of Rider-Waite cards, and you start practicing. You can learn in 1 hour or less. And you start practicing, and you start reading for your friends for free and see how accurate it is. And that's how I did it in the beginning. Okay? All right.
Okay.
Thank
you, ma'am.
Wow. Good advice.
I can hear somebody breathing pretty heavy.
Oh,
what's going on over there?
Johnny, I think you're breathing a little bit.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
You're coming down with something, Johnny?
No. Just about ruffling around.
Everybody's been sick. Everybody I talked to, it's really weird. Okay. So let's bring the show up. We're going on a downer. Let's bring it up.
Yeah. Because, the headache, and it's going to go away, right, Dale? Okay, as long as I'm going to get the Sudafed.
You're not going to have it forever.
Oh, gosh. Okay. And
put some cold towels over your eyes. That helps.
Okay.
I would still get that Sudafed non-drowsy formula.
Okay, I'm going to. After this, I'm going to the store.
Okay.
All right.
You can get it at Walmart. You can get the brand that's not Sudafed and that's cheap.
Okay, good. And so Johnny, he got a reading. I got a reading, which I'm excited about, you know, because I said to Johnny before the show, hey, could I get a little reading? You know, why not? So I'm glad that you did that for me.
Have you guys have any of the coronavirus in Florida yet? Hello?
He lives there. Johnny lives there. So. We've had one here in Orange County.
Yeah, right. Anything in Florida? There's a couple around here. Okay, Johnny, next, you want to do the next caller?
Yeah, Nick Collier is 917.
917, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dale. My name is Crystal. Oh. I'm calling from the Bronx, New York.
Wait. Your name is Crystal?
Yes.
And you're calling from the Bronx, New York?
New York, yes.
What, the Bronx, you said?
Uh-huh.
Wow. I used to hang out there when I was a kid. My cousin Jackie lived there. And
what part of the Bronx?
I don't know. But it was, I think, the poor side. I think it was a project.
That's most of it, unfortunately.
Is it still that way?
Well, actually, because New York is so expensive and there's nowhere else to develop, the Bronx is now being developed. So
really?
It's not going to be so poor much longer.
Wonderful. Glad to hear that because, you know, New York is a very special place, and it's wonderful, and I love it with all my heart. I used to carry the smell of New York in my purse when I was a kid. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but that's how much I missed it, you know, missed everything you can do there and the plays and everything. But anyway, what do you need to know, sweetie?
Oh, okay. I have a two-part question.
Sure.
I've been looking for a new job, and I have not had much success in that. I'm wondering if I'm getting one. And the reason I'm looking for a new job is because if you could give me a reading on the people in my department, they've not been very supportive.
They've not been very what? Oh, supportive?
Supportive.
Where do you work?
Yeah.
What type of job? Where do you work?
I work in academia.
In what?
In academia. I'm a professor.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. Okay.
I work in a university.
Got it. Number one, you're better than everybody. Number two, they know it. Number three, whenever you say something, you're 100% right. Number four, they don't like that, okay? They want you to be to their level, and I think you should just continue doing what you're doing and don't let it all bother you.
Yeah, it's just that they have power over my progression, whether I get a promotion or not.
Right, not right now, not at this time, but somewhere down the line. There is another job opening, professorship in a university. Like, well, you're up by NYU Cornell. Are you up by that area?
Actually, I could go anywhere because we have the subway system. But no, NYU is all the way downtown.
Okay, what about Cornell? Is that closer?
Cornell is more medically oriented, and that's Midtown area.
Okay. I see you at a big, big hospital.
Hmm.
I mean, school, excuse me, at a big school.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
in New York?
I just, yes.
Oh.
So it may not necessarily be where you're at right now, but it could be another one for professorship.
Okay.
I just can't, you know, I'm not sure which the names. I can, you know, from when I was younger, you got some of the best schools in New York and the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I would just be who you are and don't let anybody stop you from that.
Wow. That's been my philosophy so far. It's just difficult when you feel, you know, the stress from the other people.
Okay, what a nice thing would be to do is one by one start taking them out to lunch and talk to them and say, is there any way you can see how I can better myself in what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll get, you know, people to talk to you and open up to you, and then they'll think you're a really nice person, and that'll work.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You don't
yeah.
tend to do that. You just sort of float.
Yeah, I just kind of put my head down, plow ahead, and do my work.
Right, right. And you're very good at it. So don't, and, you know, you're also dealing with the hiring process, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, I will give that a shot.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you, man.
Well, Barbara, the types of calls we're getting today are off the wall phenomenal. Don't you think?
Yes. Well, yeah.
We are.
And I liked that too. That caller especially.
Yeah. Professor. Yeah, I just think they're really, really intelligent, bright, normal human beings, and I love it.
Me too. Okay. I've noticed a lot of our callers are from the New York area.
Yeah, there are a lot from New York. Is that normal?
Johnny, it seems like more for Gail or from New York. What do you think, Johnny?
I don't know where they're from. I do know that you know, we have sometimes what I often see a lot of is regulars, like you know, people who have been calling into the show a lot. That's what I see a lot of.
Yeah.
No, but not since I've been on. We haven't had that, which is, you know, giving other people the chance.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, John. Do you have anything else?
Yeah.
Next caller. Okay. Area code 407. You're on the air.
Oh, we got
407. You're on
Hi.
With Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, Dale. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
This is Lori. I'm calling from
Lori.
Florida.
I knew it.
Hi. I'm sorry. You're who?
Lori from Florida.
Okay. Didn't you call before? Have you called before?
I don't have not spoken to you before. No, ma'am.
Okay. Good. I see animals around you. I see all kind of animals. What's a dog or cat, or was that the past?
That was probably the past, but I am a big animal lover.
And a big animal helping people, too, as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And You have it in your heart. You have it in your soul. I'm that way, too. I love animals. I love dogs. And that's unfortunately where you belong. But what do you do now?
Right now, I'm in between careers. I'm freelance writing. And you're probably going to pick up on my question. But I want to start a writer's group. And it's gotten bigger than what little old me can do. And
well,
I want
me in it because I've written 5 books.
Ooh,
and
I would love that.
You will do well with that. You know, but the only problem we face right now is that people are only reading books online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not. I mean, they're starting to come back to reading the old-fashioned books. You know, so it's going to be a real tough one. You need to have books, coffee, and pastries.
Well, it's a social media forum. It's an electronic venue that I'm wanting to do. It is people from the U.S. and Canada. Again, it's on a social media forum. And I posed a question last night. It's already gotten like 45 responses.
Wow.
It's not on Facebook. It's not on Facebook. It's on a more business-oriented.
What was the question?
The question is, am I going to be getting the help and the support that I'm going to need because this has gotten bigger than me? And also,
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yes, you are. You need someone to market, promote, and help you with it tremendously.
Do you see this turning into a stepping stone for either a magazine or another venue where I can have my own column?
It would be on whatever. It's not Facebook, but whatever it is, you'd have your own column instantly if you wanted to do so. You know, there's no problem with that whatsoever. And to write your own column. And you could even start now doing that. And that would be one of the ways to go to make it very, very, very popular.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah. I'm just curious because I do feel that people are interested. I've gotten a tremendous response. And it wouldn't be something that's, you know, one thing, just talking about someone's book over and over again. I'm talking about wanting to hear about the marketing, the strategy for ebook. Just make it very all-inclusive for poets, for writers, for editors, and people that are all in the industry.
Well,
I have a very good feeling
about that because I am a writer. I love to write. Haven't been doing a lot of it lately. But I will say that is a very good platform and a good one at that. And then you would charge them a certain fee, and that's it.
Oh, okay, because this for me
but
is
anyway,
just
anyway, if
a...
you want to know more about it, I can't go and put it on the radio. It's 808-372-1816 if you want a reading about it, 808-372-1816. If you go to my website, you'll see the 5 books I have written, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. They were published by Blue Dolphin, but he has since retired.
Will do. Thank you so much. Beautiful.
And, I want to say something, Lori. Thank you for the compliment you gave me when I talked to you in the screening.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I'll go ahead and repeat it if I'm allowed. I just wanted to say that the venue, the forum, and everything has evolved, and it's a lot more organized. And I really like to hear that you, as a psychic, include the co-hosts and that it's not just a matter of the psychic dominating every conversation and dominating every caller. You know, Barbara's putting in time even whenever she's not feeling well. Johnny is very, very dedicated, obviously 12 years. I'm one of the regular callers, And like mm-hmm. I told Johnny last night, the show's a lot more than interviews and a lot more than, you know, people coming on. It is life, laughter, happiness, and, you know, talking about people's lives and, you know, bringing people into the fold and into the forum and being helpful and a chuckle, a giggle here and there, useful information. That's the whole genesis of the show. And I'm really glad to see the evolution. It's really a nice thing.
It's wonderful. We thank you so much for your compliment. It's sad that Barbara's been feeling so well. Otherwise, I'd be having a ball with her. But I love including them because they're part of my life. And I can't just go call after call after call. I love to talk to people. This is the way I used to do my radio show in Hawaii. We would have an open song like Eye in the Sky, and then we'd go into me, and then, you know, I have a co-host and stuff. It's fun, and Johnny's great at what he's doing. And he's doing all the back, the things we don't even know about in the back, you know, so it's rough. But he's doing the best he can, and Barbara is phenomenal, too.
Oh, thank you, Dale. Thank you, Lori. I'm glad you've noticed.
Well, everyone notices, whether or not people bring it to the forefront. You guys know me. I'm always going to speak my mind. And it's got a lot of balance. And I do recognize everybody's hard work, and I'm very humbled and appreciative to be asked to be a caller or to for my call to be taken.
Well, thank you very much, darling. And I hope we get you more often, but you're a delight, okay?
All
oh,
right,
by the way,
you,
she shared her birthday day.
What? Pardon me?
Yeah.
We're both born on May 28th.
Right.
Well, that's something right there. Are you single?
Yeah.
I'm married.
Well, maybe. Okay. But that's great. In between Taurus and Gemini, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go on to the next one. Thank you.
Good
day. Okay.
Thanks, Lori, right, so much.
Thank you, Barbara. I hope you feel better.
Is there a code 347? You're on the air.
347. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Tanika from New York.
Another one from New York. I love it.
Yeah, Long Island.
Long Island?
Oh, you're upstate. Yeah, we're getting a lot of upstate people, which is wonderful. I mean, it's just beautiful up there. It's unreal. My cousin lives in Bergen County, so it's really, you know, it's unreal, you know, but the beauty of it is just unreal.
It is beautiful.
Where are you going? You're going on a trip or were considering going on a trip?
I want to move to Florida eventually. My family is going to have a family reunion this summer in Jamaica, but I don't plan on going. But I do want to, I've been wanting to just
Why
go.
Why don't you go to the Jamaica one? You're going to have a lot of fun.
It's because I think I'll still be on probation for the new job that I just got, so I don't think I'll be able to go. And
oh.
I don't mind. I'm trying to save because I really want to move out and move to Florida, like just get my own space eventually.
That will happen in the next 6 months. There's going to be a new job and a new place in Florida, and that will happen in the next 6 months.
Thank God.
But as long as you put out resumes for it, if you don't do anything about it, it won't happen at all. Like there's an old saying, God helps those who help themselves. You got to really, really push for it. And the minute you push for it, you will be fine.
Yeah, I can do that. The job I'm at, they have a location in Florida. So I'm trying to see if when I'm off probation, if I can maybe transfer it out to it. But that wasn't my question, but that's on
what
my
type
mind.
Of work? Yes, you will. What type of work is it?
It's clerical at a medical practice, a big medical practice, like a hospital.
Honey, you can work anywhere. They are so hurting for your type of work everywhere that you don't have to worry.
Thanks.
So just have confidence. There's so many jobs out there. It's ridiculous.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait,
What's
can
that?
I ask my question?
Yeah, real quick.
I actually called in for a love question. There is someone that I have feelings for, and I wanted to see if you see future relationship and love with me and him. We were seeing each other at the job I just left, and we still keep in contact, but he seems like he wants to only just keep it physical, and I'm not really into the hookup thing. I want to have a deeper relationship with him along with the hookup thing. And, you know, I want to get married.
Yeah,
with children.
He is only going to be for hookup. That's it. So, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree, and he doesn't want anything serious, and you're not going to be able to change that. I'm telling you like it is. You can be his friend. You can have fun. You can have sex. You can do what you want to do, but it's not going any further than that.
Why?
Because he's hiding something, and I don't know what it is. I don't have his picture. I don't know. You'd have to call for a reading, send me his picture, and I can tell you. And that would be 808-372-1816.
Okay.
If you want to. Okay?
Are you available tonight?
Pardon me?
Are you available tonight?
Weekend? A little bit later. I haven't eaten yet. It's 6 o'clock here.
Oh yeah.
You would have to text me his picture.
I could do that.
And my fees, you can find them online if you like. But
what
charge you is $60 for 15 minutes. I charge low on purpose because I want to help people. Or $125 for about 30-35 minutes.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Have a nice day.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
Well, I'm all
excited.
Yeah,
what a great deal that is, Dale. I mean, everybody can just call you and reach you, text you first. And how easy is that?
Sounds wonderful. It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, it's just like us building up the show to Thursdays when we were on Friday. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to. And we're getting a lot of calls. Huh, Johnny?
Yeah.
We surely are.
You have always broken the record of callers.
That makes them scared. We really are. Everybody's telling everybody about the show, and especially what that lovely woman said about how it's really evolving. It's really good. So I love that.
Oh, yeah.
And Barbara,
that
I wish
lady,
I could talk to her.
Lori is there like a writer. She just, you know, whenever I talk to her on the phone, whenever she calls in, she called in when my two sisters were on. I mean, it was just amazing, you know, just like, oh, my goodness, oh, wow. You know, she said wonderful things. So, you know, it's nice to hear her voice. So
she just loves us, and she's so supportive. She actually wants to write a little expose on us, and that would be great.
That'd be wonderful.
Let's see what she has. Let's see what she can do. I would love, you know, we always say, yes, we would like that. So maybe I'll give her a call, not tonight because of this headache, but I'll give her a call tomorrow and see what we can do. She is willing to write something. I'd like to see it. How are you, Johnny?
I'd like to see it too.
Yeah. And Dale,
I'd like to hear from a caller.
Yeah, want another caller, Dale? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Area code 661 is on the air.
661, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, it's Jane. How are you?
Hi, Jane. What area are you in?
I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, we have a lot of Canadians calling lately, too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there's someone that needs your help very desperately within your family and friends, and they're going to be calling you? And they're going to need your help. I don't know if it's financially or emotionally, but they're going to need your help, and you're going to have to help them and see it all the way through. Are you aware of that now?
No, not like a family member.
Could be a family member or a close friend.
Or who? Sorry, what was the other?
Or a close friend.
A close friend. What I know at the moment.
Okay, but you will hear of it, so just remember, that's my expertise. I do the future. So it's somebody that you need to help. And I have another weird thing that I'm seeing around you, the word fire. Be careful of your outlets. Be careful of where you're living. Be careful of the word fire, or unless it already happened.
Oh, well, I got fired from my job. But you're referring to an actual fire.
Could be that you got fired. I mean, when did that happen?
Last week. I got let go of my job.
It could be that, but there's also, just be careful of your electrical outlets. I see fire or see something going up.
Like flame? Fire as in flames in my apartment or like...
Yes, but nothing serious, so just be aware of it.
Oh, does it have to do with wiring, like on the apartment, or?
I'm not sure if it's wiring or you're cooking something.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll be very careful.
Yeah, be very well aware of it and call us back and let us know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely not
okay.
Changing.
Now, what did you want to know, sweetie?
Well, I recently lost my job and just wondering do you see me getting a new job within a month or two?
Okay, what type of work do you do?
Well, I'm no longer working, so I used to be a travel consultant.
No, what type of work do you do? What are you skilled at?
I was working as a travel consultant.
What does that do?
Travel agent.
Oh, travel agent, okay.
Yeah.
I used to do that. I thought they all get away with that by now. So are you looking in that area or?
I'm looking for something else, actually. Something I
right.
just want to.
Give me the idea of what you're looking for. The more I know, the more I can help.
Like admin type of job.
A what?
Administration.
In what
like
area?
Office.
What field?
I'm trying to explore different options, maybe in the medical field, or even I've been looking at hotel jobs as well, like in reservation.
Okay, I see you with the hotel jobs.
Oh, do you?
Okay. Yeah, because it's interconnected with travel, and because you had the travel experience, they're going to look at it, and hotels would be the way to go.
Okay, and do you have a time frame?
That could happen right away.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay?
Oh. Okay.
So not too much.
Well, I'm going to take some time off for another, few weeks before I start.
No problem, sweetie. No problem.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay. You too.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, Johnny. We've got to get you up here a little bit.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's going on, Johnny?
You there? What do you want to know?
Pardon me?
What were you asking me?
Hello. Is there anything you want to know, John?
Well, I mean, I have a question. Now, I asked another psychic today, what do you see as far as the show is concerned in the next 6 months? So I'd like to see what you think.
Well, could ask me instead of another psychic.
Yeah,
sorry.
Not very nice. Go ask your psychic and see what she says. Now, I see it doing very well. Extremely well.
Okay?
Okay.
Do you see it done? I do see it. One of the things I like about it is there seems to be a sense of community, I think, a lot stronger than it was about 2 months ago, I would say. Don't you agree, Barbara?
Yes. I feel like we have very loyal listeners, and they're showing us that because of the change, and now they're expressing it. And I'm so glad. I'm very glad they're happy. And I think we've made very good decisions along the way.
Yeah. Okay. And Johnny, I'm going to stop
yes.
your little finger. If you want to know something, ask me. You don't need to ask another psychic. Okay, next one.
All right. Area code 845.
845, you're on live with Psychic Gail Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
My name is Maria. I call you from New York. I wanted to ask you, please, see what you see of me.
Okay, where are you from? I'm sorry. What, Barbara, translate.
Where are you from?
New York.
New York again.
Yes.
Okay, what part of New York?
Upstate, New York State.
Boy, Upper State is just really coming in big. They're telling everybody to listen to this show. You're very psychic. Are you aware of it?
Yeah.
You can help other people. You can do readings. It takes one to know one.
Me?
And, yeah.
And I do it.
Yeah, you're very intuitive. Do people come to you for readings?
I don't know how to do it.
What'd you say?
Thank you for the compliment. I don't know.
Wait, she has an accent. So Barbara, what is she saying? I'm not understanding.
I think
what
she
you,
was laughing
you
at the
can
same
do
time.
In general. In general, what do you call it?
I can't understand.
I know. We don't understand your accent. I'm sorry.
I say,
you know,
where are you from? I'm Italian.
Where are you from originally?
I'm Italian.
Italy.
Yes, Italy. I see what you see on me.
Okay. Well, I see you could do readings if you want. You are going back to Italy and you're going for vacation. I also see you making a lot of food that people like, and I see you teaching things. So I see a lot of good coming around for you. Even though you don't have the money you want right now, I just see things changing.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now we get from
okay.
New York and Italy.
It's very hard to understand.
I'm sorry. That's wild. Johnny, what do you got? Next one?
This one is area code 347. You're on the air.
347. You're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome.
Hi, my name is Melvina. I'm calling from New York.
No, another New York. Okay, what part of New York?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, yes. One of my favorite places. They have changed that dramatically to be beautiful. I ought to just take a trip and go to New York and just meet all you guys and just have a seminar, a lecture, or do something.
Mm-hmm.
There was a passing not too long ago. Who passed on?
I mean, the last person that passed for me was my mother, but that's almost 7 years ago.
Doesn't matter. Was there an A or an R in her name?
Ella Nora was her full name, but she went by Ella.
No, but it was Laura, you said?
No, Ella Nora.
Yeah, well, there is an A in the name. Okay, Eleanor. Because I'm picking up on her that she misses you a lot, and she's sorry for a lot of things that happened and wish things would have went better.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting from the other side to you, that she is apologizing to you, and it's okay for you to forgive a lot of things.
Yeah,
you didn't
have
a good relationship.
Best no, not at all.
And she's trying to say she's sorry about that, and she understands more from the other side than you know than what was. And then who's David or Danny?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, well, those are people you're going to meet in the near future that will help you through some things.
Okay.
I'll
definitely remember
that. What do you need to know?
Where I'm going through a little bit of a financial struggle, and I was wondering if when you see it getting better.
When you start getting off your butt and start moving about and get out there and look and see what's there. Like I said, there's hundreds of jobs. You know, I'm not saying for or against, but Trump has created a lot of jobs and openings for people. So there's no reason for anybody to be unemployed at this point.
Oh, I'm employed. It's just financially, I'm paying back a lot of debts, and I just feel like I can't catch up.
Well, you're making progress. You slow down on paying off the debt. You know, just make agreements with them that this is all I can pay for now. But I do see you making money, and I do see you being, you know, it's going to get better in a few months.
Okay.
By the summer. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
Okay.
All right. So where are we at, Johnny?
Do you notice that we have more callers from New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where I'm from, New Jersey, New York. So don't forget,
you had
John Edwards in New York, and you've had the psychic medium, I forgot her name, in New York. So they're used to it, and they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad they're responding, because then I can, you know, as we go in the months ahead, Barbara, if you can help me, maybe, you know, I'll do a little lecture, workshop, or seminar and answer people's questions in the upstate New York area.
Oh, I would love to. Yes. I love New York.
That'll be good.
Any excuse to go to New York, I'm there. You want another caller? You have a lot of energy tonight.
Who?
You do.
My phone doesn't, though, but I will go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, another caller. Area code 781, you're on the air.
781, welcome to the show. You're on live with Psychic Del Shear.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How you doing, happy girl?
Good, how are you?
Fine. And what area are you from?
Boston.
Okay, we go to Boston. And what's the matter with your car or somebody close to you? I see a little bit of problem with a car.
With my car?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully nothing.
Well, you need to get it serviced and check the air in the tires. On the right front or right back, you have a nail.
Ooh. Okay.
So just be aware of it. And there's some dental issues. You have to do some dental stuff.
I do have dental work that I need to get done. Yeah.
Yes, you do. You have to, that's to show my ability. You have your dental work. And what's the matter with your left knee or leg?
My left knee. Well, in the back of my left knee, I think that I have some ligaments problem.
Okay, go get a cortisone shot. You'll be all right.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but I think that's what you're probably picking up on. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're a very happy girl. You always have to be moving and doing things and having fun.
And having what?
Fun. you enjoy life.
I do. That's true. I do.
Okay. What's your question, darling?
Well, I was wondering. I've been single for a long time, and I was wondering if you see any romance in the near future.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Okay. If you quit being so fussy. I mean, you'll check the nails, you'll check the hair, you'll check the car, you'll check everything, you know? I'm surprised you don't put them on U.S. search and check them. But if you just let it be and you feel good about it, yes, there will be somebody coming in. Okay?
Yes.
Who's the guy you were seeing before?
Well, it's not someone I was seeing. It's somebody from my past. I'm not sure if I should reconnect with.
No, just let that go and move on. That's your problem. You're living in the past. Go forward and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, join those dating services or whatever else they have out there. But you're going to be all right. You will meet somebody. And I pick up the name of a Roger. I don't know why. Very weird name, but I pick up a Roger.
A Roger?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Okay. Any other messages?
Go ahead. I'm listening. I got my stove beeping at the moment. Nobody's around here to turn it off. I don't know where they are, but I have to go over there and do that because I'm making my dinner. So go ahead, Barbara. Talk to me real quick.
Good.
Okay.
Wow.
Are
we
done with our caller? 781.
Pardon me?
781, you're still there, aren't you? No, they're still there, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. Do you have another question for Dale?
No, I just was wondering if there were any other messages. No.
Oh.
Have I talked with you just now?
Yes, and she wanted to know if you feel anything else.
Oh, you'd have to call me for that. I don't want to take up someone else's time. If you want a reading,
you
call.
Do you want to call her later? You can. And Dale's number is 808-372-1816. You can text or call and then set up an appointment for further psychic counseling.
Yeah, these are, I want to hit people that need the help right now and, you know, sure, I can do that.
Well, nice call.
Next
yes.
caller, area code 203, you're on the air.
203, you're on live with Psychic Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. Good evening. My name is Savoya. I'm calling in from Connecticut, originally from the Bronx. Well, my question tonight is, I am going through a new beginning. Oh, wow. Okay.
You're going through either a breakup or a divorce.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay. But it's not forever. You will get through it. It's a rough one. Very rough. But you will be okay.
Okay.
You will be okay. It's going to take some work, but all okay. And it's not a yes or no answer. Again, a lot of these are very complicated, so I can't answer it right away. I mean, you know, without doing a reading. But the divorce is a rough one. It's pulled you through the ringer, and you got to come out of it.
Brian, I feel good about it. You know, I'm having more clarity. I'm not blaming him nor me. You know, it's business. I said I'm not. I have a lot of clarity with it. It's just the tension from his end. But I'm just, you know, leaving it to God, his creator, to help him through it because I'm actually
okay. But on
the
forgiveness or clarity, in time it will be done. It's not going to happen right away.
Right. Of course. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It will be done. It's not to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. And financially, I know I'm going to make it through. Will I get another job? Not will, but I've been putting in applications.
Yes, you will get another job. Pretty much right away. So just hang in there, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to leave you
Thank you.
You're doing everything right. Not to worry and don't let other people put you down.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. I think we will end with that, huh, Barb? Because you got your headache.
That's
and you got to go grocery shopping and I got to eat.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Are we leaving a lot of people, Johnny?
We are, but, you know, that's a good sign. They can always call back next Thursday, you know.
Yes.
Or you can call your number and set up a
yes.
Well, your number.
Why don't
you give
us,
Now,
they can call me for a private consultation at 808-372-1816. And they can look me up, Dale, DaleSchear.com.
Okay.
Right.
Well, why don't you do the shout-out, Barbara?
Okay. Don't forget to follow us and subscribe on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. To hear this show, you can hear yourself if you were one of the callers.
That's exciting. Or choose from any of many shows that we have up on our channel. And don't forget to stop by our Twitter, Instagram, and our Facebook page. And thank you, everyone, for listening and all the wonderful callers. And thank you so much, Dale, for another wonderful job.
Thank you. But, Barbara, what I like about that, putting it up on YouTube, it's recorded. So things I say in the future, at least they can refer back to it. Because I used to record all my sessions. I used to go to psychic after psychic when I was a kid, and then I wouldn't remember what they said. So when I became a psychic, I recorded it and handed them the tape. So this is the same thing on YouTube, that they can listen to our show.
That's what I love, right, too. And then also that they also call back and say, hey, this did happen, and thank you. And I love that. So, yeah. And also I do this almost every day, like Johnny, and we can go back and we pretty much have our life recorded every day. We kind of can feel what was going on that day. Okay, yeah, that was the day I had the headache.
Okay, that was the day we had everybody in the world call from New York.
Exactly.
Okay, guys,
cool.
Thank you so much, right. Johnny. You are a doll, and Barbara,
night,
you are a doll.
Good night, Barbara.
Enjoy your evening.
What's
your name?
We'll say good night, everyone.
He just said good night.
Good night, Johnny, and thank you very much. And a big